Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Lena Kapp, Julia Smith, and Shannon Haugland, all here to talk about Friday night's Radio Adventure Hour, the original adaptations of classic literature by some local authors. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, and Radio Adventure Hour is probably one of my favorite parts of Sitka Community Theater, in that it's such a unique thing, a unique experience, stage experience that we get to take part in, that I think it's pretty unique. We don't often get to see this type of entertainment just about anywhere. So for folks who maybe haven't heard of the Radio Adventure Hour or a radio theater performance, especially as something to be seen and not just heard, can one of you give me, just in a nutshell, what is Radio Adventure Hour?
It is a time to get into your imagination. You have to imagine the scenes from what the actors and the sound effects give you. Now, seeing it live is really fun because you get to see the sound effects. Unfortunately, as an actor, they're behind me. But it's just really a time to sit there and let your imagination go wild. Something you don't get to do in other plays. You have to really watch them do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Excellent. So on stage, you have the actors on stage doing all their vocal performances.
Correct.
And I gotta imagine, if it was me, a lot of associated hand movements, because I'm one of those who I can't talk with my hands still.
Well, you have to keep your hands pretty
pretty
still.
Make sure
because
you do
have the microphone.
Oh, right. Yes.
Right. And it's being recorded for radio.
Yes. Yeah. We will play it here on Raven Radio in December, is when you'll hear it, the final product.
Right.
Because it is, I guess that we can say it's taped in front of a live studio audience.
Exactly.
The people in the audience being
those.
And then for the sound effects, this is not just someone with an electronic board that's pushing, like, this is the sound effects for a door closing. This is the sound effects for someone walking down a hallway. This is a little more creative than that. Lena, can you tell me a bit about what goes on for some of the sound effects?
Certainly. If you've ever seen a Foley artist at work, that's exactly what Gene and Adam and our crack team of sound effects artists are up to on the back half of the stage. They've got little doors that open and shut. They're clomping shoes on planks of wood. They're, you know, capping and uncapping pens and crumpling papers and playing chimes. Every sound you could possibly imagine, from the flapping of wings to, you know, hoisting a sail on a whaling ship, is being made live on stage by ordinary everyday objects.
Amazing. And it's be kind of creative, of things you wouldn't expect to have to make a sound, like the associated sound. I can imagine. I think of a couple of years ago of thinking of a filing cabinet drawer being used for an elevator door, or things that you wouldn't always associate. It's pretty creative what those Foley artists get up to. And as you were saying, everything from of walking, like, you know, doors closing, to sails being furled and unfurled, for the pieces that are going to be shown on stage on Friday, there's four different adaptations of classic literature from four different writers in town: Jack Peterson, Rebecca Polson, Satara Perez, and Zeke Blackwell. What are these four pieces? Shannon, could you give us a rundown of what are the four different pieces of literature that we're going to be hearing adaptations of?
So Jack, and the instructions were kind of broadly to adapt or take off from it. The name of the play is In Other Words. So they could have, you know, gender bended it. They could have, you know, just done the first chapter. They could have just done the last chapter. They could have changed all the characters. They could have written about one character. But the pieces of literature are 500 Hats of Bartholomew Cubbins, and that was adapted by Jack Peterson. Written and directed by Jack Peterson. We have Pride and Prejudice and AI. I guess I don't need to tell you who wrote and directed that. That is Rebecca Polson. We had The Hobbit, and that was written and directed by Satara Perez, who is also our show coordinator. Mm-hmm. And then we have Moby Dick or Something Like It, and that was written and directed by Zeke Blackwell.
So that definitely runs the gamut of from, I mean, Dr. Seuss to, goodness.
Oh, yeah, to Herman Melville, yeah. And Tolkien and
Middle Jane Earth Austen to the sea. And to, yeah.
A little bit of Frankenstein thrown in there, so big shout out to just, Mary Shelley.
Just for good measure, let's throw in some Frankenstein. Oh, my goodness. So the full gamut of places, of scenes to be set, both by the Foley artist making the soundscape and then all you vocal actors bringing us in and connecting us with these characters. So for you, Julia, which piece are you participating in? What character are you portraying?
I'm in 500 Hats of Bartholomew Cubbins, and I played King Derwin. And this character is bored most of the time. Mm-hmm. And in fact, easily bored. So this is very exciting to have this happen, at the same time terrifying. So I get to play a lot of emotions in this, which is really fun. Yeah.
Yeah, especially when knowing that all of that emoting has to be done just through your voice.
Just through your voice.
Excellent.
Yes.
And this is not your first foray into radio theater either.
I believe this is my fifth.
Excellent. So quite a number of times.
Right. And it's really interesting because I usually play male characters, which is really fun. Yeah.
Awesome. That's kind of fun to, have a, the gender bend or the script flip like that.
Yep.
So what keeps bringing you back into radio theater? What draws you in each year?
Well, it's fun. And I enjoy theater and I enjoy acting, but I can't remember anything. So,
and that tends to line memorization.
For those of you out there who think this might be fun, but you're afraid, do not be afraid. You have the script in front of you, and you do not have to memorize that, which is a blessing for me. Otherwise, I'd be still sitting in the audience.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah, the gateway to entry is pretty easy to pass through.
Right. Awesome. I think everybody I've had for directors have been really wonderful, and Jack has just been so good about really leading us to the vision that he had for this, and it's funny, and I like funny.
Yeah, that it's a great lighthearted source material,
yes.
And then Jack is a funny human on top of it. So I got to imagine it's a pretty fun time, and how exciting to actually get to. I mean, it's coming up close. Friday, getting the grand unveiling to the community.
Yes.
Lena, how about you? This is, you've been doing radio theater and community theater basically since you moved to Sitka a number of years ago. What is your part of the Radio Adventure Hour this year?
Well, Aaron, you may call me Ishmael because I will be portraying the man himself in Moby Dick.
Excellent. So how has the Moby Dick been, I guess, without maybe ruining it for Friday? Is this going to be an easily recognized by the audience when they hear this adaptation of Moby Dick?
Absolutely. I think people will understand right away what is being referenced. Mm-hmm. But for many of us, myself included, who have not read Moby Dick in its entirety, the play is a real acknowledgement of the length, complexity, and, you know, overall intricacy of this work of literature, because the framing device is that a high school student is attempting at the last minute to write a paper about this book, which neither she nor any of us have read in its entirety, and the characters come to life to try to help her and explain what goes on in their book.
Oh gosh, I was thinking like I've attempted Moby Dick on more than one occasion, and have not completed that particular adventure. My goodness, so that'll be quite an educational experience to actually get help from the characters themselves of what on earth goes on in that book, because it is such a behemoth, such a leviathan in literature itself. So what for you, Lena, what originally inspired you to jump in with radio theater? Because you jumped in pretty quick after moving into Sitka.
Yes, I arrived here in the fall of 2021, and one of my housemates had seen an advertisement in the paper for something called Radio Adventure Hour, and he said, would you like to try this out? And I said, yes, of course. How else are we going to meet anybody in this town? And it has become one of my fall traditions. It's something I look forward to every year that signals a certain time of year. And something I really love about Radio Adventure Hour is something we've been talking about, which is the thoroughness of the DIY experience. Yeah. Everything from the texts to the sounds, all of these things are generated entirely by local people. And it's really special to see all of that come together in such an impressive and cohesive way.
Excellent. Yeah, so many different types of creativity all coming together to make such an awesomely entertaining product. Well, to get into the nitty-gritties before we are out of time here, Radio Adventure Hour is taking place this Friday, the 14th, at the Performing Arts Center at 7 p.m. Tickets, I believe, are at, correct me if I'm wrong, Old Harbor Books. You can get them at the door, as well as fineartscamp.org. Mm-hmm. $20 for general admission, $15 for students and seniors. And just kind of what's the time frame folks are looking at? If the door, is it the show at 7?
The show starts at 7, okay. And each of the plays are 10 to 15 minutes, mostly on the 15-minute side. So okay. It is clocks in at about an hour 15, hour 20. No intermission. Can I give a big shout-out to the Greater Sitka Arts Council? They are our umbrella organization. We get also huge help from Fine Arts Camp, and Raven Radio has been a solid supporter throughout this whole Radio Adventure Hour.
Of course.
We had amazing listeners at our table reads, all from Raven Radio. Got great feedback to help the directors kind of, you know, steer the ship and rewrite their plays and make adjustments on things that were working, not working. And I love partnering with these three organizations.
Well, I'm excited to get to hear these four adaptations live in person with all the as much as I'll want to see your faces and being expressive, I'm going to be mesmerized by those Foley artists, and I'll just have to let your vocal stylings wash over me and transport me to all these different places where we'll be taken this Friday for Radio Adventure Hour. Julia Smith, Lena Kapp, and Shannon Haugland, thank you for coming in this morning.
Great.
For Radio Adventure Hour. In other words, original adaptations of classic literature. 7 p.m. this Friday at the Performing Arts Center. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Thank you.